H Bomb here, the Naughty Boo. Today I was at a Bucks game, which Bucks won, by the way. Beat the Saints. But anyway, while I was at the game, I was checking my Twitter, and I saw that the IndyCar race, there was a real bad crash, and Dan Weldon, the former IRL champ and two-time Indy winner, including this past year, was involved in a major accident, 15-car wreck, airlifted to the hospital, and then a while later, another tweet, he didn't make it. Now, thing with autos, auto racing is that there is that assumed risk. Every driver who straps in knows that there's a chance that he or she is not gonna make it home. But unfortunately, that was the case for Dan Weldon. And he was only 33. He's only a year older than I am. He had just gotten a full-time ride for next year after this was only his third start of the season, despite the fact that it was the series season finale. But yeah, I mean, 33 years old, wife and kids. He was originally from England, but he actually lived in St. Pete, just outside Tampa. And while he was unemployed, he actually called some IndyCar races in the booth for Versus. I liked him in the booth, and it's just a really sad day in motorsports. But you know what? I hope IndyCar asks and answers all the right questions about this. I mean, going back 10 years, yeah, just over 10 years ago, NASCAR faced the death of Dale Earnhardt, and a lot of the safety advances following that. And I know IndyCar, the IRL was working on new cars. I'm not sure how much of that was safety building in, but I know they got safer barriers, they got Hans devices. They just need to keep working, keep trying to improve safety in the series, especially on the ovals. Like, somebody on Twitter suggested that they shouldn't even be running ovals in open wheel, which I don't necessarily agree with it, but they, especially with turbos coming back next year, they just need to be careful. Use this as a learning experience. I hate to trivialize it like that, but yeah, you lose a former champion, the current Indy 500 champ. You gotta do something about safety. Find out if there's anything they could have done to prevent this, whether it's a rule change or whether it's more safety implementations. And my heart goes out to Weldon's family and friends. And that's all I have to say about that.